Mary says in Luke 1:46, "My soul magnifies the Lord." The Deuteronomist says, "You will seek the Lord your God, and you will find God if you seek God with all of your heart and all of your soul. You shall love the Lord your God," the Deuteronomist says, "with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your strength." The psalmist says, "Oh, my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you." The psalmist also says in Psalm 33, "Our soul waits for the Lord. God is our help and our shield." And then in 3 John 1:2, the scripture says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." We are lifted in the presence and the power of Spirit radiating as our souls today. We are lifted in the love, the light, and the wisdom of Mary, who says, without uncertainty, "My soul magnifies the Lord." When we realize that we are centered always in the presence and the power of God, magnifying as our souls, we realize that we can come strong to the altar, in the realization that, as Paul says, we live and we move and we have our being in God. This is what Jesus teaches us in John 14:20, when he says, "I am in the Father and you are in me, beloved, and I am in you." That's John 14:20. How grateful I am to open up the circle today with the new realization that Spirit is always radiating as us through our minds and our bodies, but most importantly, reflecting in as and through our souls. How grateful I am to realize, as Brown Landon said in his book, Soul Catalyst, our souls are too large, too magnanimous, and too powerful to be locked up inside of our bodies. No, beloved, we are in our souls. How wonderful it is to know the love of our souls radiating as Spirit. How awesome it is to feel the power of the love of God radiating through our souls. How awesome it is to know that when we are lifted up each and every day, we can realize through our souls, through the divine guidance of the Holy Spirit informing every aspect of who we are, that we move through this existence, not merely for our own needs, but to love, but to bless, but to heal, but to magnify, but to uplift each and every other soul around us. When we realize that we are one with the souls of our brothers and our sisters, then we have no fear. When we realize that we are connected with the love, the light, the peace, and the power of everything around us, then we have no worry. When we know that we live and move and have our being in the power of God, always radiating as our soul, then we know without a doubt that we speak that we move, that we give, that we breathe, that we see, that we envision, that we step, that we imagine, that we realize miracles in each and everything that we do, with each and every breath that we take. With each and every divine idea that blesses us and blesses us and blesses us without ceasing, we open up the presence and the power of our circle today with the full understanding that we are spirit radiating as the soul that expresses each and every one of us uniquely and divinely and awesomely, with favor, with grace, and with glory. The soul radiates the Christ in us, our hope of glory. The soul walks the water of magnificence and glory and faith. The soul blesses, and the soul restores, and the soul recreates, and the soul resurrects, and the soul makes us brand new with each and every breath that we take. How grateful it is to realize the power of our souls today. How grateful it is to realize that through our circle and the presence and the power of God radiating as us every Saturday morning, that we bless, that we prosper, that we give, that we recognize, that we fulfill, that we create, that we develop, that we move through the presence and the power of spirit in a great way, in a good way, in an awesome power of all that spirit is. How grateful we are to be in a new year. And in that new year, to be in a new understanding of the presence and power of spirit expressing as us. How grateful we are to realize the power of spirit in our souls. In living and moving and celebrating and being and dancing and understanding and acknowledging and lifting and moving and always expressing spirit as us. How grateful we are to allow the presence and the power of God to use us through the soul. The soul that radiates as us, the soul that vibrates as us, the soul that leads as us, the soul that guides as us, the soul that uplifts as us, the soul that enlightens as us, the soul that walks the water of faith without ceasing as us, the soul that reaches out and realizes that it is already whole and well, the soul soul that answers before we even ask, the soul that uplifts, the soul that raises even those that in the appearance of the world of flesh seem dead, the soul that recognizes and radiates that each and every one of us have even greater things to do. 2017 is the year in which we do them. 2017 is the year that we put on the new self. 2017 is a wonderful affirmation of our rebirth and recreation and restoration and resurrection and reinvention of all that spirit is. How grateful we are today to acknowledge God expressing as the soul in every aspect of our being and allowing us to realize that we can move forth without limitation, without worry, and without doubt that there are no boundaries when it comes to spirit. That we can walk into a room and by the mere presence of our realization that God is in us, we can bless each and every soul in our midst. That we are one with the Creator, as Genesis said, we are made in the image and the likeness of God. And that image and likeness is the presence and the power of our soul that blesses and that restores and that gives and that favors without ceasing. We let go of those limitations that we allow to form in the mind. We release those limitations that we believe limit us in the world of flesh, which we know as the body. We don't worry about the limitations of age or gender or ability or anything that we believe limits us in the flesh, but we lift ourselves up in the divine order of spirit living and moving and breathing through the soul. We are blessed today. We are the bringers of miracles today. We are the bringers of peace today. We are the bringers of enlightenment today, not through our egos or our wills, but through the presence and the power of God. We move ourselves out of the way today and we allow the spirit to radiate as us and to be the unlimited and the awesome good that we were called to this planet, to this earth, to this lifetime to be. And we move forward unrestricted by the fears that we had in 2016, by the experiences that we grew through in 2016, by anyone who was around us who tried to hinder our progress and our growth, and by those who blessed us too. And we walk forward in 2017 with the full realization that God is guiding us and blessing us and expressing and creating through us without ceasing. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. 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 We love you. We bless you. We adore you. We uplift you. We are grateful for you.
Thank you, God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you.